Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Megan Lynch. Happening overnight, Republican gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey shared that four members of his family were killed in a helicopter crash. CBS's Audrina Sinclair reports.
The state senator says his son, daughter-in-law, and two of his grandchildren all died yesterday in a helicopter accident in Montana. Now, in a statement, his campaign says that he and his wife, Cindy, are finding comfort in their faith, their family, and prayers from their supporters. Zachary and Kelsey Bailey died along with their 12-year-old daughter, Veda Rose, and 7-year-old son, Samuel. The couple's third child, Finn, was not aboard the helicopter and is safe.
A 1-year-old shot in the leg last night. The child in stable condition. Police say they don't know where it happened because the child was in a car when hit, then taken to a hospital. This man was at the right place at the right time to rescue someone trying to climb a TV tower in Afton.
Stephen Garcia is a tower team technician doing maintenance on KSDK's television tower on Hehe Road.
A young gentleman came up to the site and he walked right up to the base of the tower. He said he was here to work and we were a bit confused as to who he was or where he came from. So I brought him to my foreman. And my foreman spoke with him and realized that this gentleman was not the new guy we were expecting.
And Stephen Garcia was not expecting what followed. It was too windy to paint, so they called it a day. As he was leaving, he sees in his rearview mirror movement on the tower, and that young man was now climbing the tower with bare feet.
I took it upon myself to try and stop him from getting any higher, because the higher he goes, the more complicated the rescue is going to be.
That's where the firefighters come in from Special Operations, Chief Ben Wasser.
Three went up, fully harnessed, and two other full units, which is 4 to 7 people, were on standby on the ground.
When the basket came down, it had the rescued man, the three firefighters, and Stephen Garcia. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
A judge struck down the new law that allowed St. Louis County to create a land bank to deal with abandoned properties. A Cole County judge invalidated the law Monday. County Executive Sam Page says the ruling is a setback for the county's years-long effort to fight neighborhood blight. He calls the news disappointing, but says he'll urge state lawmakers to pass a new bill. He'll also appoint a committee.
I plan to appoint a task force consisting of the current land bank board to continue creating a framework for what our land bank will be, including focus areas on how to best get problem properties positioned for redevelopment.
We'll talk more about that with Dr. Page coming up at 8:41 this morning here on Total Information AM. Even after 2 days with a federal mediator, the strike at Boeing appears no closer to an end.
The two sides are now publicly feuding over the conditions for returning to work. The Machinist Union says it will not vote on Boeing's latest offer, in large part due to what it calls an unacceptable return to work agreement. The union claims the proposal would allow managers to perform their jobs for 30 days and would terminate members who took other jobs to support their families during the a 79-day strike. Boeing fired back with its own explanation, saying the 30-day period is necessary for a safe and orderly recertification process for thousands of employees. The company also says it has offered to work in good faith with any employee who has unavoidable circumstances preventing an immediate return. The dispute over the return-to-work terms comes on top of ongoing disagreements over wages and bonuses, with both sides remaining far apart. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Billy, oh, look out, Billy. He just barrel rolls it down there in corner number two.
Unbelievable. Bill Seibold, the veteran, had to have had something.
Bill Seibold, the most successful closed course powerboat racer in history and a Granite City native, has died, a titan of outboard racing. Seibold's career included more than 900 race wins and more than 70 world and national championships. He also revolutionized the sport with his tunnel hulls, which dominated racing for decades. Seibold was 84. From the business desk, sponsored by Krenz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, a strong quarter for Stifel Financial. The St. Louis firm reported a more than 35% increase in net income compared to last quarter. Net revenue almost 70% higher than the same time last year, $1.4 billion.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.